Listening Library presents Wicked Fox by Kat Cho. Read for you by Emily Wu Zeller. Chapter 1. Gu Miyoung's relationship with the moon was complicated, as are most relationships centered around power. Her muscles vibrated with anticipation as she balanced on the edge of the roof. The moonlight made her skin itch, like a string pulled too tight. She breathed deeply to steady her speeding heart, and the stench of rotten trash filled her nostrils. Her mother told her to be grateful for the power of the moon. It gave her strength, but sometimes Miyoung resented being strong. Miyoung scanned the roads below. The streetlights were burnt out and had probably been so for a while. Miyoung didn't mind. She saw as easily in the dark as most did in broad daylight. In her opinion, the broken lights only helped the aesthetic of the buildings. Cracks spidered across the crumbling facades, decorated with blooms of mold. Perhaps a more optimistic soul would see a strange beauty in the pattern. But not Miyoung. She pulled out her phone and dialed one of the two numbers saved in it.
"Did you find him, Sunbae?"
Nada asked as soon as she picked up. The way she stuttered out Sunbae made the respectful title sound suffocatingly formal, as if she were speaking to an elder twice her age, instead of Miyoung, who was only a year her senior. But Miyoung knew the younger girl used the title for multiple reasons, one being that 2 weeks ago her name hadn't even been Gu Miyoung.
"I tracked him to the same alley. He's been coming here all week. Just haven't figured out which apartment he goes into."